I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 10 of the Parenting Aces podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and we are proud members of the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. I am thrilled this week to be talking with Mark Merkline and Matt Daly about a very cool new product out there to help not only beginning tennis players, but tennis players of all levels improve their technique and have more success out on the tennis court, which of course, we all want. Before I bring these two gentlemen on the line, I want to just remind you, if you haven't yet become a premium member of Parenting Aces, we'd love for you to do so. Just go to parentingaces.com and click on the join button. You have lots of options there. And we have so much stuff coming up. By the time this airs, I think we will be through with national hard courts, but be heading into the U.S. Open, U.S. Open. So lots and lots of tennis happening around the world and lots of coverage coming from Parenting Aces. So if you are going to be traveling to different tennis events, please let us know. We'd love to say hello in person. It's always fun to meet members of our community. And we're out there, out and about, not going live to the U.S. Open this year because they're limiting media. But I do have remote credentials, so we'll be covering the junior event for all of you as I have over the past 10 years. So crazy, crazy. Anyway, without further ado, let me get Mark and Matt on the line. I've got to unmute these guys. Gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Lisa. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys both played college tennis. You have had incredible experiences throughout your tennis career, starting from a young age, continuing now into obvious adulthood. For those of you watching on the video version, you can see these guys aren't junior players or college players anymore. They're a little past that. But but recently, you guys decided to partner up and create a product, a tennis product. Mark, I'm going to start with you. Can you explain to us how you guys came together and made the decision that the tennis world needed another product to help players improve technique and improve their play?
Well, thanks, Lisa. I know, you know, Matt has been the one pushing this along. He started probably 3 to 4 years ago with the idea. And Matt and I go way back, and we've talked about it. And he was just, he's really a grip guy and believes that to reach your full potential, you have to give yourself to be in a range of a certain grip. And he just was like, Mark, there's nothing out there like this or a really good teaching tool for grips. And he started, and we started together actually in the kitchen, you know, making molds, you know, permanent molds on rackets and learning as we went, and then starting using them with our students. And we found that it really cut down the time that it takes to learn. And awesome. Matt was right. And we just, you know, continued to practice with it, do research with the product. And then it kind of was born from there.
So Matt, GripMD is the name of the product. Yep. What is it about learning proper grip technique that can make or break a developing tennis player, whether it's a kid or an adult?
Yeah, good question. I think the grip is so important to technique and the right fundamentals, and something I've been lucky enough to work on, you know, for a long time, players of different ages and levels, even some top 100 pros on changing grips. But a lot of times they're teaching around the grip. So say on the serve, your grips are fraction off, your elbow is going to drop, you know, your toss might go a little bit left, your contact point will be low. And then they're going to be teaching elbow up, move that toss higher, get your contact point up. When the reality is, if you get someone in the right grip, those things will fall in line. So it's just so important to teaching. And I think it's the place that teaching should start. And then so many of those issues that arise that they're trying to fix would fix themselves, really.
I was telling Mark offline that about 3 years ago, a coach changed my grip. I've been playing the same way for, at that point, 55 years. And all of a sudden, they're asking me to move my hand on my racket. And right. It's been, it's been in my head ever since. Like, it's, one of those things that still isn't coming naturally to me. So that leads me to believe that teaching proper grip technique from the get-go really is crucial for developing players, whatever age they are, if they're starting as children or if they're coming into the game later as adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. No, I think it is. We're starting with the continental grip because that's the one grip that really everyone, should be in from a young age and up, on their volleys, on their slices, on their serves. Later we'll be launching, a forehand grip, possibly a backhand grip. There's different ideas about what the perfect grip is, whether that's Eastern, semi-Western, there's some Westerns on tour. But starting with a continental, really everyone should be in the right grip, and it's hard to feel. And there's really no teaching aid on the market. There are these there's some other things that I don't think work too well. And so, this really lets you kind of put your hand right in the mold and feel the correct angle of the racket face. So, and you're right. Yeah. All ages, certainly it's very important.
Mark, can you describe what Grip MD is? Like, what is this product? What does it look like? How do you use it?
So I have one. I have it right here.
Okay, great. So for those of you listening to the podcast on an app, you need to go watch the video version on parentingaces.com or on our YouTube channel so you can see this thing. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
So basically what we designed is you'll see these ridges here and places for your fingers. And your hand just goes in, and it's almost like, when I was taught, they taped my hand to the racket.
And I've talked to
other players, and they're like, this is the grip. We're taping you. You're going to volley with it. But we decided on something that would come. It comes on and off the grip, so you can use your own racket and take it off, practice a little bit. It's in two pieces here, and it just clicks together. And it just takes the guesswork out. Your hand fits right in, right into the mold. So I'm trying.
Is there a lefty version and a righty version, or can it just flip over?
So we're discriminating a little now against the lefties, but that's going to change.
Oh no!
I know. So we're right now continental we have all the grip sizes from size 0 all the way to 4.5 size grip. So we take care of most of the grips, but we're just not lefty. And as Matt said, we're going to get into other shots, forehands, backhands, semi-Western, Eastern, that sort of thing. But we wanted to start continental because we feel like that was just probably the most important one for teaching and just getting people, giving them the ability to learn how to slice, to serve the right way, volleys, forehand, backhand, overheads, shots on the run. It's just a grip that if you watch the pros, there's a reason why these guys can hit every shot and they look like it. They make it look easy. It's, the grip's very important.
Matt, can you talk us through, let's say, a lesson that you would teach to a junior player using Grip MD and how you would integrate it into that training session with them?
Yeah, great question. I think, it's hard for, even if you get someone, there's a lot of great coaches, around the country teaching the grips. And what I found is even watching the player, let's say on the volley, on the forehand volley, they might move that grip right before they hit. And so even if you start them in the right grip, it's going to move by putting the Grip MD on their racket and having their hand go right in the mold. They're going to, they're going to be have the angle of the racket face such that they're going to have to adjust the way they hit it to the grip. And then after actually missing a few worse than they normally do, they will start adjusting their technique to make the volleys. Or it's on the serve. You know, if someone is serves a little too, call it flat or pancakey, you put them in the grip, they might start missing it to the left. And then what they do is they adjust their aim. So I would put them with the grip MD, practicing their volleys, practicing their serves. Let them adjust, let them miss a few, adjust to the right grip, which might feel a little bit foreign. And then when they take it off, they're going to already have that feeling, and it's going to be much easier. Because what normally happens is, even if you put them in the correct grip, right before they hit the serve or the volley, they kind of cheat that grip over because they want to make it, right? They want to make that serve. They want to make that volley. They don't want to miss. And so you might actually miss when you start with the grip MD with the new grip, and your hand being in the correct place, you're going to gradually adjust, and then it gets much easier when you take the grip MD off. So I would drill volleys and serves and some slices for, you know, 5 minutes, and then take it off and see how they do once they take the grip MD off.
So it sounds to me as if it's really important for a player and a coach, and in the case of a junior player, the parent, to maintain a growth mindset as the child is using grip MD, learning how to adjust and use the proper grips, and not get so freaked out about the misses, and, you know, not worry so much about the results at first, but focus on the long game.
Yeah, I think so. And I actually think, you know, with the continental grip, it's going to cut down. The great thing is it cuts down on the time to change your grip. So it used to take me a little bit longer. I'd have to keep, you know, I have a lesson once a week. And even if I could get them in the right grip, they come back a week later and they're in the wrong grip. It's like, oh, man, a whole week went by. Then I give them their 1 week lesson and then they come back. And so this way, it actually cuts down on the time. And I think you'll find with a continental grip, especially, a growth mindset's important, but they can get it fairly quickly with this grip change. I mean, I even coached a player who in the off season changed their serve grip, a top 50 player in the world. He changed his serve grip in the 6 week off season that he had. So, and that's going out with massive pressures. So sure, it can be done in a short period of time. As long as they're using the right grip. That's the problem, is when they don't have the right grip, then it takes a long time and gets very frustrating.
Mark, what are some of the mistakes that you guys have seen in terms of players coming to you that haven't been taught proper grips and having to kind of unteach and then correct and have them relearn with the proper grips?
Well, we were talking earlier about this, and I think it's right away, which it makes sense. You know, kids are taught, you know, look through the racket, you know, look through the strings and just tap the ball. And so when the ball comes, they feel like they're just going to reach out and go get it with their hand flat. And they go, you know, maybe from age 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's a long time, you know, creating a habit like that.
Right.
So that's why, I mean, it was frustrating as a coach. I mean, I was hopping the net back and forth saying, you know, is he in the right grip? Is he not? And, you know, it was tough for the student, as tough as it is for them. It was tough for the coach as well. Mm-hmm. And this just really helped a lot. And like Matt said, in the beginning, it's always not pretty, but you if you're in the right grip, you can start to figure it out. And then the guesswork's gone. The coach knows that you're locked in to the right grip, and your palm is in the right spot. So it really makes it a quick learning experience and less painful for them. Because 4 years or 5 years, or even some adults that have been doing it for 10 plus years, there's still an opportunity to change this. So it's kind of exciting for people to give this a try, because it really does work.
Matt, how did y'all come up with the design and like the material that you used and all of that?
So I was lucky enough to work with Brian Barker. Got to give a shout out to him. Was USTA National Coach of the Year. Coach James Blake from age 12 to number 4 in the world. And so We've been flirting with the idea forever, and we came up with these molds that we took to a prosthetics company, and then they were drilled onto a racket, and we were so surprised actually how well it worked, even more than we thought. And so Mark and I have been good friends forever, and Mark actually traveled with James Blake and Brian on tour for a while, so I knew him through James. And and so Mark really took the idea and the concept and ran with it. I wouldn't be here without Mark and all the work that he's done. And like you said, we started out of his kitchen making molds, which we can make kind of personalized molds on our own, actually. And then he dealt with engineering firms and the manufacturing. And so, you know, Mark really took the idea and ran with it, took it to USTA and showed a lot of national coaches, and just the feedback we got was tremendous. So he's really taking it forward on the engineering, you know, process.
I love that. People that have been listening to this throughout the pandemic know that Shark Tank is one of my new guilty pleasures. So I love talking to people who have developed a product, taken it to market, kind of gone through the whole process. I'm just fascinated by that. How did you all come up with which material to use? Was that the decision of the engineers, or is that something that you as tennis players and coaches said, you know, it needs to be this kind of material because of sweat and heat, and we got to make sure people can hold on to it, etc.?
Yeah, we knew that we wanted something that was going to be soft, but then, you know, and be able to withstand, you know, repetitions, and that you can hold on to it and not lose the grip. And we fiddled around with that quite a bit. And, you know, Matt and I were back and forth. He was in Connecticut and I was here, and we were sending, you know, molds back and forth to each other. And we wanted it to be comfortable and to make sure that, you know, it didn't cause any pain in your hand and that sort of thing. So because tennis players are particular, just like golfers. So we knew we had to get that right. So we, so now, you know, we're really excited now. We have the one model out, and we have one coming that'll be here in September for the more of a smaller model. You know, it's not just for kids, but it's for, you know, size 0 and size 4 1/8 grip. So we're really excited about that one now too.
That's awesome. And you mentioned James Blake. We recently had him on a video chat as well. And okay. I love that he's out there really getting involved or staying involved in the industry. I think it's great to see these former top pros staying involved in our sport and speaking out. I know John Isner's endorsing the Grip MD as well. And John's a former Georgia Bulldog where my kids grew up, big Georgia fans. They grew up in Atlanta. So I love that you've got those two endorsing the product. You mentioned, Matt, a few minutes ago about when you have the wrong grip, and especially, let's say, on the serve, and it causes the elbow not to come up as much. One of the things that kind of popped into my brain is then not only is your technique off and maybe your shots are off, but it could also lead to injury, correct? And so that's yet another reason to get the grips right from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know even some pro players that have gone through injuries trying to correct these, you know, deficiencies. And sometimes I'm on the outside looking in, so I'm pretty careful about, you know, what I say. But you'll see some injuries that can be prevented, because when you're in the right grip, just biomechanically, everything's going to work more efficient. And, you know, this is great for beginners, but you'd be surprised how many good players. It's just, if you're like a fraction off, a fraction is too much. So that's why there's the palm placement and the ridge on that racket will put you right in the perfect place. And it's not always a coach's fault. The kids will cheat over a little bit. It looks good from the top, and then they cheat one little part of their hand over, and then it throws everything off. So and then they're adjusting to it. And absolutely it can lead to injuries. You know, see on the forehand too. I travel with a pro who had kind of chronic bicep tendonitis from a big Western grip. And by that point, you know, you have what you have on the tour. So, you know, you're absolutely right. 100%.
Yeah. And I mean, we've done podcasts on the various injuries that kids can get from using improper technique, improper movement, improper equipment too. And one of the kind of new injuries that we're seeing more and more of is this backhand wrist. And a lot of that, excuse me, has to do with grip as well. So are you finding that as players are using Grip MD, that they're reporting back that they're having maybe less discomfort, less pain after playing?
On the serve, absolutely, because your arm will work more efficiently. You can use more of a throwing motion and then everything will fire correctly. So you can throw it like a quarterback throws a football is how you can essentially, you will be serving. But if you're in the wrong grip, it has to lead to a bunch of, it can lead to 5, 6, 7 compensations. And then with overuse, that can create problems. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Mark, is Grip MD something that's widely available now? Is it something that coaches are buying or individual players are buying, or are you seeing a combination?
We're definitely seeing a combination. We've, you know, being in the tennis world, Matt and I have met a lot of coaches, a lot of players, and we know people that run academies and that sort of thing too. So we kind of had the product out there showing them. A lot of coaches purchased it, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 grips so they can get their students all in a row and work on serves all together or volleys all together. But I'm also seeing like a lot of adults coming and trying to make the change, and they'll send videos and actually at the club they'll come and talk to me, some of them, and I tell them, look, it's a struggle a little bit at first because you've been doing something so long. Mm-hmm. But they all want to get better and they want to learn how to hit that slice on the serve or be able to hit a kick serve, and you just can't do that when they're playing with a semi-western grip on all their shots. So we've seen a lot, Matt and I have used it with all ages. If you watch some of the videos, you'll see a lot of, you know, basically from I would say like 7, 8 years old all the way up, you know. So I'm excited about it, and I know I know it works, you know. So it's not like I'm, you know, just making something up. Grips are very important, and I've noticed just in my private lessons how much quickly things happen and people really get it. Mm-hmm. And it's been fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. I will have a link to all your videos in the show notes on parentingaces.com and on your favorite podcast apps. You can look and get the links to that. So if you want to see how it works, you'll be able to look there. I know you guys also have a lot of videos on your Facebook page, so we'll have a link to the Facebook page as well. Is Grip MD something that I could go out and buy for my kid, put it on their racket, send them out to the court, and let them work on let's say, their serve without a coach present? Or is it important to have a coach there guiding them as they're working through the grip change? Matt, you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I would say absolutely they can work on their own. I think, you know, with a coach can be valuable. Especially if they've been working on those changes with the coach, it just makes it a little bit easier for the coach and makes it easier, you know, for myself. But something they can do on their own as well. I mean, the continental for the serve is obviously really important. And so anyone can go out with a bucket of balls and really improve their serve. No question. Take their time, hit 5 or 10 minutes of serves with the Grip MD on, take it off. They can repeat that process a couple times, and same with the volleys. As long as you have someone that can feed you some balls, or a ball machine, absolutely you can work on it, you know, by yourself. And that's the great thing. Like I said, I would see my lesson. I felt like I was making real progress. They came back a week later with a different grip, and then I wasn't totally starting over, but you're trying to build it back. And so it actually helps if they use it on their own in between lessons, because they won't lose the feel of the right grip. That's the hardest thing teaching grips, is getting someone to commit and stay in the right grip. If they do, that process becomes much shorter and easier. And so that's really the biggest challenge. So it will help a lot if they use that on their own.
How important is it to hone this new grip change before going into a tournament situation? Mark, you want to take that one?
Yeah, Matt, I know how Matt feels about this. So you always, you know, you don't want to, as a player, we Matt and I both feel like sometimes coaches are guilty of just trying to fix everything and going to 3, 4, 5 things and working on, you know, serves and volleys and topspin backhands and all of these shots. And the kids go to the tournament and they're still thinking about all the pointers you gave them. So we like to give, you know, 1 or 2 pointers and then work on those and know that it's going to, you know, it takes months to develop these skills. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to use this as a teaching tool and say you have a player that's, you know, in the boys 12s and he has a national tournament coming up and he's in a semi-Western grip, it's probably not wise within, you know, that week to probably go and try to use it. But when there's, you know, you have a few weeks and you slowly start to introduce this at the net with just volleys and maybe overheads and let them feel what it's like. And then it takes a little time. We both are believers that you don't want to lead a kid into a tournament or an adult into a tournament overthinking things or making drastic grip changes. You know, so, but like Matt said, in the off season, you know, we've worked with players and he's worked with top players that have made changes in a few weeks and then gone out to play for, you know, it's their livelihood. They, you know, they have to be ready. They have to be prepared. There's no excuses. They've got to be ready. So, it can happen, but, you know, that was a long-winded answer of just sometimes coaches and I am too. I want to solve all their players' problems in a day, and it just doesn't work that way. It takes time to build the right fundamentals and technique.
Well, and I want to, the reason I asked the question is I know a lot of times, you know, as parents, we see that our kid is learning something new in their drills or in their private lessons. And, you know, we think, oh, they're doing great in the lesson. Let's get them signed up for a tournament. Yeah. And sometimes you really have to take a step back from competition and give the player time to hone the skill, maybe set up some practice matches for them so that they can, you know, start playing points and be in live ball settings, but not have the pressure of tournament ranking points or UTR rating or any of that on the line, you know, as they're developing this new skill and really perfecting it. It takes time. And it's a weird grip change. It's really awkward at first.
It is. Yeah. Matt'll go ahead, Matt. You have.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Grip changes can take time. I mean, continental a little bit less than other. Ground stroke is a much bigger commitment. And I know we plan on doing at least a forehand model and probably a backhand model as well. Continental, you can get quicker, I will say, especially on the serve, because you're standing, right? You're not forehand because the ball is coming fast. You have to react. You're moving. Ground strokes, you got to find your grip really quick. Ground stroke grips have to be done with caution at the right time with a break between tournaments. The serve grip especially, which is very important because you're standing there. I'm not saying change your grip and play a tournament the next day, but in a couple of weeks, if you're in the right grip, it can be done. Obviously, the more time you have, the better. And great suggestion on practice sets, because that is the key. Do it drilling, and then you do it live ball. And as you mentioned, doing practice sets. And if you're comfortable, go play a tournament. If you're not, then there's no rush to get back. Go play a tournament when you're 100% comfortable. So it cuts down on the time, but as Mark alluded to, and you did as well, it should be done at the right time. Absolutely.
So how do people find GripMD? Where can they purchase it? How much does it cost? All of that good stuff.
So we're right now online, and the website is thegripmd.com. And We are just getting into a few stores, some tennis shops in Boca, that sort of thing. But we're going to start, you'll start seeing it at country clubs a little more. But the best way to get it is online. And the price right now for the junior model or the smaller model is $25. And a pre-order sale is $25. And our first Grip MD, which covers grip sizes 4.25 to 4.5, is $39.95.
And they can just order it direct through you right now. And you guys graciously offered to do a discount for the Parenting Aces premium members. So for you premium members watching or listening, make sure to check out our member discount page and get the code so you can order at a discounted price, which is really awesome. Thanks, you guys, for doing that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So what else do we need to know about Grip MD? We know you're coming out with a junior model soon. You're coming out with groundstroke models in the near future, hopefully. And this is something that parents should get for their kids and send them out to the court with a bucket of balls and a ball machine and let them get started and start feeling that proper continental grip as they're hitting serves, overheads, volleys, etc. What else?
Well, I would say that you want your kids or even if you're an adult playing, you want to see how good you can be. And you know, I'd hate to have you go out there, practice, and you get stuck and your level, you know, you see people pass you by or you know, if you're a young player and you want to play in national tournaments and maybe one day play college, and your grips are just, and you know, they're everywhere and they're not set to the right, you know, right technique, you're probably not going to be the best you can be. And that's, and I know, you know, Matt can talk more about that, but I know that's what initially with him being so invested in grips and helping kids and being a coach first, that's why he came up with this product.
Matt, what you got to add?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think, you know, worst case scenario, if you buy one, you find you're in the perfect grip, which most aren't to a T. I'd say, gosh, 95% aren't in the perfect grip. You know, I just think, it can really help. And for coaches out there, you know, in academies, I think it's great as well. So, yeah, I'd say the videos are helpful. If you're looking for good drills to do along with it, I know a lot of really good coaches that have their own drills that can work with the Grip MD, but check out our YouTube and our website. I think those videos will help get you on the right path when you're using the Grip MD.
And those videos are good for junior coaches to watch and learn from as well, right? So if they're implementing Grip MD in their lessons, then those are drills that they can utilize as well.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, guys, I can't let you go without giving a shout out to your alma mater. So, Mark, you went to University of Florida. Yeah. Shout out to the Gators. National champions this year. So were you there?
I went. Yeah. I brought my daughter with me and to see Coach Shelton and Pearl. And it was amazing. Yeah. And Tanner Stump, what a great job they did and was so proud of their guys. And I mean, lastly, to see Ben Shelton, who, when I was coaching at Florida, was just this little guy running around and for him to clinch the win, and it was amazing. Absolutely. I'm so happy for them. Yeah.
And Ben's having a great summer too. So yeah, continued success to him and to the Gators. And Matt, you went to Notre Dame and shout out to Notre Dame.
Yep. To the Fighting Irish. I was actually lucky enough to play with Ryan Satry, who's a coach now. And he was oftentimes he was two in the country right behind my good friend, James Blake, who was one. So I was lucky enough to be teammates with Ryan Satry for 3 years at Notre Dame, and now he's the head coach and doing a great job. And I actually sent a couple players his way who have really, really blossomed, one of them top five in the country. So the program's in good hands, and I think he's going to take the program much higher And to try to chase those gators, Mark.
Yeah.
We're on your tail. Don't get too comfortable. We're on your tail.
That's right.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing GripMD with the Parenting Aces audience and for the generous discount that you'll be offering to our premium members. Again, to our listeners, make sure you check the member discount page if you are a premium member already. And if you're not a premium member, now's a great time to join. You got an even more incentive to get that going. Really appreciate it. It was lovely speaking with you guys, and I look forward to all the new products coming out from GripMD. I look forward to getting my own one when you come out with the lefty version. So you'll have to let me know when that one's live and ready to go. Or if you need a guinea pig, I'm always here for you.
For sure. Perfect. For sure. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate you having us.
For sure. And to my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on Parenting Aces.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast. For tennis parents, by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.